Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Just Ask the Appraiser. I'm your host, Miles Hamrick, and today we're going to discuss, in the world of real estate finance, the gross rent multiplier, or GRM. It's a fundamental metric that real estate investors use to evaluate potential investment properties. So whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out with this episode, we'll provide you with valuable insights on how a gross rent multiplier works, its significance, and its limitations. Let's start with the basics. What is the gross rent multiplier, and how does it work? Well, as mentioned earlier, a gross rent multiplier is a simple financial metric used to assess the profitability of an investment property. It's calculated by dividing the property's purchase price, or market value, by its gross monthly rental income. For example, let's say you're eyeing a duplex that's listed for $300,000 and it generates $3,000 in gross monthly rent. To calculate the gross rent multiplier, we divide $300,000 by $3,000, giving us a 100 gross rent multiplier. Now that we've calculated the gross rent multiplier, what does this actually tell us? Well, a lower gross rent multiplier generally suggests that the property may be a better investment opportunity. Why? Because it indicates that the property's price is relatively low compared to its rental income. Let's explore this with another example. Imagine you have two properties. Property A, which is a $200,000 purchase price with $3,000 in gross rent per month, and property B, which is a $400,000 purchase price and has $4,000 gross rent income. Property A has a gross rent multiplier of 66.7, and property B has a gross rent multiplier of 100. In this case, property A has a lower gross rent multiplier, suggesting that it might be a better investment as it offers a relatively higher return on investment compared to property B. Now, it's essential to recognize that while gross rent multiplier is a valuable tool, it has limitations. Its simplified metric doesn't consider several crucial factors, such as operating expenses, property appreciation, financial costs, or property's condition. Let's illustrate with another example. Property 1 has a $300,000 purchase price with a gross rent income monthly of $3,000, but it has high maintenance costs. Property 2, with $300,000 purchase price and $3,000 of gross monthly rental income, has low monthly costs for maintenance. Both Property 1 and Property 2 have the same gross rent multiplier of 100. However, Property 1 might actually be less profitable investment due to its high maintenance costs, which is the gross rent multiplier doesn't account for. Now let's apply the concept of a gross rent multiplier in real life scenarios. Imagine you're in a competitive market and there are two properties with different gross rent multipliers. Property X has a gross rent multiplier of 80 and property Y is 120. At first glance, property X might seem like a better deal. However, it gets interesting. Property Y might have a higher gross rent multiplier because it's currently under-rented. By increasing the rents to market rates, you could potentially improve its gross rent multiplier and overall profitability once purchased. This highlights the importance of considering not just the gross rent multiplier, but also the property's potential for growth and optimization. One of the key uses of a gross rent multiplier is a preliminary screening tool. Investors use it to compare different investment opportunities quickly and determine which properties are worth further investigation. It helps them narrow down their options and focus on properties that align with their investment goals. For instance, if an investor has a specific target gross rent multiplier in mind, based on their risk tolerance and investment strategy, they can use the gross rent multiplier to filter out properties that just don't meet their criteria. While a gross rent multiplier is a useful metric, it may not always be appropriate. For instance, in markets with highly variable rental incomes or rapidly changing property values, the gross rent multiplier might not provide a clear picture of a property's potential. Additionally, in situations where the property's rental income is significantly affected by external factors like tourism, seasonal fluctuations, or short-term rentals, a gross rent multiplier may not be the best tool for evaluation. In such cases, a more in-depth analysis, including cash flow projections and sensitivity analysis, may be necessary. The gross rent multiplier, or GRM, is a valuable metric in the world of real estate finance. It offers a quick and straightforward way to assess the potential profitability of an investment property. However, it should always be used in conjunction with financial and qualitative analysis to make more informed decisions. Remember, real estate investing is not a one-size-fits-all, and each property has unique characteristics and challenges. So while a gross rent multiplier can be a helpful tool, it's just one piece of the puzzle when evaluating an investment opportunity. Thank you for tuning in to Just Ask the Appraiser, and I hope this episode has shed some light on the gross rent multiplier and how it can be used effectively in your real estate investment journey. As always, feel free to reach out with any questions and topics. And remember, like and subscribe. Also, don't forget, Just Ask the Appraiser. You have been listening to the Just Ask the Appraiser podcast, brought to you by Miles Hamrick Appraisal Services with your host, Miles Hamrick. All contents are the opinion of Miles L. Hamrick Sr. for the entertainment and or education purposes only. This information is in no way legal advice, real estate advice, investment advice, or the opinion of any other regulatory agency or organization. Thank you for listening to Just Ask the Appraiser podcast.